Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to helping you navigate the hardest part of any job, the people. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
And today we want to welcome our guest, the very talented Gwen Eyster.
Hello.
Before we get to our listeners' questions, Gwen, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? I have been enjoying 2014. And I've been doing a lot of writing lately. Hoping that will transfer into a show. I did a show a couple of years ago with a friend who promptly went off to graduate school when it was done. And then
we saw that show.
You did see that show.
I loved it.
Yeah. You were such great audience members too. It's a little place that you saw it in. So I heard you. And so we've been writing, and we're hoping that this year we get to do another one.
Awesome. Ooh. With the same person.
With the same woman, yes.
Excellent.
That's terrific. It was very enjoyable.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's go to our first question, Logan.
Sure. I have a coworker who is driving me crazy. We both do sales and sit near each other in adjoined cubicles. This guy is great with customers, but he speaks at a very loud volume and he laughs like a hyena. He also has allergies and sinus problems, which cause him to cough, sneeze, and constantly clear his throat. When he sneezes, it sounds like a foghorn. How do I focus on my work without strangling this guy?
I think it's me. Somebody sent this in. Somebody in the office sent this in.
No. Oh. Wow, this is a very challenging situation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, see, this is why I hate this open office space.
Yeah.
I don't think it works, but I mean, for a lot of reasons, but this is one of them. Yeah. I mean, he's got allergies.
You know what, though? I think two people have problems just knowing what their personal space is in any situation.
Yes.
This is why I'm going to cry when cell phones are able to be used on the subway, because it's the one place you can go and not have to deal with listening to somebody's half of their conversation.
Right.
It's annoying. Mm-hmm.
But that's a good point. Just like some people are tone deaf, I think some people are sound deaf.
Yes.
They're not aware of their own volume.
Right. They don't know their own volume. It's true.
So I would say the first thing you have to do is try not to resent this person, because it will feel like they're persecuting you, but they're actually just being their lovely selves.
I mean,
lovely, but
so lovely, not so lovely.
You have a door on your office, don't you?
Yes, she does. I don't know about what you just said, but I think you have to tell this person.
Have a signal.
Yeah, I think you have to just let them know, you know, by the way, you're a great guy, and obviously the customers love you and I love you, but
I'm having a hard time concentrating.
Right, concentrating, because you're loud. And this person, you know, I promise you someone else has told this person.
Many people.
Yeah. I have a very loud sneeze. That's why you sure nobody wrote this up? I've never heard you sneeze. Well, okay. Yet.
You just started here yesterday though, right?
I've had a cold. Anyway. And I also snore really loud. Anyway, that's it. That's irrelevant.
Not at the desk though, if you can help it.
That's a whole other problem. I'm sorry, your snoring is way too loud. I cannot hear this conference call.
Right, the client just came to me and said your snoring's making it difficult.
Oh, yeah. Okay, maybe it's not about me. Anyway.
Anyway,
no, I think you have to let this person know. And then because they're going to, you know, be quiet for about 3 days. Then they're going to get loud again.
Yeah, you need a signal, I think. Right. Something like...
I think the signal's a great idea, because sometimes, too, I have a loud voice and I know it carries, but I'm also very aware of it. So I generally don't talk on the phone in public places unless it's a, yes, I'm on the bus, I'll meet you in 15 minutes kind of thing. But I never have full conversations, because I have been around people in working and personal situations where... they have told me, and I said, I know, I'm so sorry. And later I'll get some kind of like, I'll just see somebody's eyes looking at me and I'll be like, oh crap, I'm too loud. And I'll bring it down. And hopefully this person would be open to something like that and not
absolutely
jump down someone's
throat. That's what I mean. There's no malintent, I think, with someone like this. They're just not aware. They're sound deaf. So you have to have a signal. And as Kathy said, it's not the first time they've ever been told this. And usually they'll try for a while and then the volume will go up. They won't be aware. So a signal is good. I think the other thing is that you just see this as it's going to be an ongoing project.
It is. And so when we talk about a signal, you mean like a sign?
You could do a sign. You could put your hand over the cubicle and go.
This is smack them on the back of
like
the head.
A duck.
This is a sound podcast.
Duck bill. Motion.
A duckbill motion, exactly.
You could actually get a foghorn because then it would be kind of funny.
You could, or you could ring a bell, maybe. Like a Pavlovian dog.
I just think you need to have a sign that says too loud.
Too loud.
Mm. I don't know. I don't know. That might be insulting. Or ask this person what kind of a signal they want.
That they would notice that they'd pay attention to.
Right.
Yeah. But the loud sneezing, the throat clearing, those things, they're not going to go away. Buy him some Claritin.
Some Claritin and some tissues, some Halls cough drops.
The other thing, because I've had people like this in my life, is often when you say to them, not you, Kathy, when you say, I'm having a hard time concentrating or that's a little loud, sometimes they'll say, what are you talking about? You know, or you don't take it so seriously or something like that. They might, what's the word, diminish what you're saying. So you just have to stick to it and keep saying, I'm having a hard time concentrating.
I wonder too if it's the kind of thing where you can have like headphones or little earplugs or something.
Yeah.
I mean, that not so you're not going to hear your own phone or somebody calling your name or something like that, but just something to kind of take the sound.
There are some very good wax earplugs that I've used. Mm. Not around you, Kathy.
all these ideas are good. I think this is a rough one. And when you said before, try not to resent this person, that's a hard one.
It's very hard. The other thing is, I think, like, if you're, they're saying we're both in sales, so you could be on a sales call, and you may hear this guy laughing like a hyena.
It's distracting.
And then you've got to say to your customer,
you
can put up the sign, but you may have to say to the customer, well, that's our wild card salesperson, or something like that. You know, like, try to normalize it.
Yeah, it's a little embarrassing. this is the kind of thing which sounds...
It depends on what you're selling. Well,
true.
That's a good point.
Very true.
That's our really good point. Do you want one?
Anyway, this is the kind of thing which sounds funny. You know, we're making fun of it. But the truth is, if you're sitting next to a person
it's
like this,
really
it's
tough.
Maddening. You really want to kill this person.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm saying you have to get back to acceptance is the key. Maybe you try to get yourself moved. That's possible.
Yeah, I would get moved. I would try to get moved away from this person. Or any room that comes available, this person should get.
Right.
So that they're put away. All right, that's it. So you have to tell the person.
Accept that this is the way they're designed, number one. Mm-hmm. Tell them, as you said, Kathy, I'm having a hard time concentrating. We need a signal so I can ask you to tone it down. Can you do that? They'll probably say yes. And then,
And then work it.
Work it or try to get moved.
Yeah.
If not, sledgehammer.
Oh, yeah. That'll work. Definitely. Okay.
That'll take them out
straight through the cubicle wall. I manage a team of researchers at a university hospital. One of my best researchers is extremely shy. When we are in meetings reporting our findings, I can barely hear what she's saying because she speaks in a whisper. I'm always asking her to speak up, and frankly, it gets irritating trying to discern what she's saying. What can I do to help her develop a more professional way of communicating?
One extreme to the other.
I consider it controlling.
Said that before.
I think because you have to stop everything else you're doing and pay so much attention to them. Mm-hmm. I happen to have family members that are like this. I have a little
whispers.
Historical whispers. Experience with this. And I consider it controlling.
Really?
Yeah. You don't think it is, Catherine?
Not necessarily. Well, what I think is, I do think it's very irritating. But actually, I would take this from a professional development thing and just say, look, for your career to move forward, you need to speak up. Go to Toastmasters.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea.
If you make it part of, you're brilliant, you're one of my best researchers, but you need to be heard. And so I'd like to invest in this for you or have you invest in this for yourself. And that's going to make your future bright.
Mm-hmm. Another thing you could do is if you actually can hear, just walk away. I mean, like, don't try. You know, well, the point, again, I have some
make
history.
Them raise their voice to get your attention? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it just, if you, you know, if you have to strain so much, there's no need to strain. So if you can't hear, then nobody's talking to you. In a way, it's...
So if it's in a meeting, have everyone stand up and walk out of the room
with
her? No,
I'm not suggesting that. I mean, I know what I'm saying is a little passive aggressive, but again, as I said, I have some family history here. Because I really believe it's a form of control. It's how you get somebody's undivided attention. So if you can hear, what I tend to do now is I just go, I don't even try, and then they speak up.
You don't even try to hear them or you walk away?
I won't give it my undivided attention. I give it as much attention as I would give anyone who was speaking to me.
Yeah.
If you can hear, right. then it's not happening.
Right. Well, but wouldn't we give this person the same fair shake that we give Mr. Loudmouth? I mean, wouldn't if the very loud person, we say you give them a signal that says you can't, that it's too loud. Wouldn't we also give this person a signal that it's too soft?
Yes.
By walking away.
Yes, you would. You would say, yeah.
Say what? Excuse me? What? I don't hear nothing. What if she started to cry, though, or he or whoever it
they
was?
Probably yeah, right? will.
Maybe no one's told them before. They start crying and you're suddenly, oh.
No, that's right. It's not going to be the first person who said, I'm having trouble hearing you. I think we could do the same thing, right? Where you have a signal, you say, look, it's very hard to hear you as you've noticed.
I see your lips moving, but there's nothing coming out.
Everyone's always asking you to speak up. So from now on, if you start speaking and I can't hear you, I'm going to, you know, put my thumb up and say, pump up the volume or something.
You should play that song, that 80s song.
You should just have it at the ready, just
pump
waiting.
Pump that jam. Pump me up.
I've got a meeting with this person. I'm getting it ready.
You know, for some reason, it's easier with the person who is loud, I think.
For you.
Oh, yeah.
For some people, a loud person would be so irritating they couldn't stand it. But I think you're right. Also, here's another. My favorite saying is, if you're feeling hysterical, it's probably historical. So the person who asked the question, if they had a very quiet mother or sibling or something, then having a very quiet employee could be just as frustrating.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard that before.
What do you think, Gwen?
I would find it easier to deal with somebody loud than somebody quiet.
Yeah, see, it's not just me, Catherine.
But I think it's also because I'm a loud person. I'm a loud person.
Well, so am I.
And I'm... Right. And I'm aware of it, though, and when people say to me something like that, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But the quiet thing, too, I'd be like, what? What? I'd probably end up making them cry if they were doing it because it says they're shy.
Yeah.
You know, and if they've got some kind of personal thing that, I don't know, maybe they've been told they're too loud or something and they've just gone the other way or who knows what it would uncover. Which I don't necessarily in a work setting know that I'd want to get into with a coworker and be like, this TMI and I need to go. But I would find it more frustrating to deal with a quiet person, which is
A very good point, though, because what's true and what we write about in our books is that we all have specific kinds of behaviors that really hook us, that really get to us. And the challenge is if you're working with someone who has one of those behaviors, one, not to take it personally, and two, to find a strategy to deal with it. So I think it's really interesting and great to talk about that. Like for me, the super quiet person wouldn't be so bothersome, but I might have a stronger negative reaction to a really loud person who's sneezing and clearing their throat and clearing their sinuses.
Really?
Not you, Kathy.
Now, what did you do? Catherine used to have somebody next door.
Yes.
And he would clear his throat.
Yes. I turned that into a comedy routine for myself.
Did you ever tell him anything? Did you ever say anything?
No. No, and actually the best thing was he used to drop his phone almost every week, and it was one of those big old clangy phones, so it'd be like... Then you'd hear him roll over in his chair and pick it back up and reassemble it.
You mean like a desk, like a huge, not a cell phone.
A huge desk. Phone that has a sound. He had a receiver. Tape. It was old. It had like a tape machine on it, which you remember he always left it on. really loud and kept his door open so you'd hear his, you've been to, rah, 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 rah.
Yeah.
And there's this one guy who always called him. We won't say what his first name was. Let's say if his name was Jim, our office mate would be like, Jim, it's Bill. Remember that?
I remember all of this, but I'm down the hall. You had to deal with it.
You had it right next door.
And you never confronted it. You never said anything to him.
I did go in, actually, and turn down his message machine at one point.
Okay, that's one thing you can do.
And then I told him, I turned down your message machine.
Did he care?
No.
No, he didn't even know what you're talking about.
It's like, I have a message machine?
What?
Show me.
It has a volume. He didn't even know about the volume. All right. Well, anyway, I think bottom line is these are hard things to confront.
Sound.
I think that's what we're getting to.
That's right. And sound in the workplace, noises in the workplace, it's a huge issue that can be challenging either too little or too much.
It seems so minor, you know, but it actually these are the things that drive us crazy.
They are.
So that's it for my crazy office. Before we end, Gwen, how can people find out more about you?
I'm on Facebook. My last name is spelled E-Y-S-T-E-R, first name Gwen, G-W-E-N. And, I'm always in touch with you fine people. So hopefully if anything comes down the pipe, I'll put it out your way.
Good. We'll keep them posted. So join us next time for another round of My Crazy Office Podcast. And don't forget to send your questions or your stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Stumping and the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more. Get the party going on the dance floor. See, 'cause that's where the party's at. And you find out if you do that.